T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Fred Lopez is a professor and an infectious disease specialist at LSU Health in New Orleans. Dr. Lopez, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking time. What is the thing that scares you the most?
Well, I think it's probably what scares everybody the most, which is the unknown regarding this novel coronavirus. I think we're all doing our best to try to practice physical distancing and adhere to some of the decrees from our local and statewide and federal officials in order to hopefully broaden that curve. But the uncertainty, I think, is what troubles most people. And we just don't know exactly what's going to happen in terms of warmer weather, for example, with respect to viral transmission. We know with the flu, we see decreases in flu activity. When it gets warmer, will the same happen here? Will this last into next year? How long will it take before we start to get to our peak? All of these questions that are important questions, we don't necessarily have the answers to them. We know that we're still not near the peak yet with respect to cases. Our hope is that by doing what everyone is asking us to do, that we won't exceed surge capacity and overwhelm our healthcare infrastructure. And that's really the one of the biggest goals in this whole effort at physical distancing. But I think every day we wait for those statistics to come out, and just a couple of hours ago, I'm not sure if you have been talking about them, but between yesterday to today, there were 485 new cases, 4,025 total cases in the state of Louisiana, and 34 additional deaths since yesterday, which is certainly more than the prior 2 days and looks very similar to the data that was released on the 27th.
Dr. Lopez, continue.
We just need to continue to monitor this, keep trying to do our best. I think we should also realize that other countries that have applied similar interventions, South Korea comes most immediately to mind. They were able to successfully apply many of these principles in curbing their outbreak. And a lot of it had to do with what we're doing now currently as well, which is increasing our testing. We're number 3, in fact, in the United States in terms of the per capita testing. So I think as we test more people and identify those people and isolate those people and then trace their contacts and have them quarantine, I think the more successful we'll be at containing this outbreak. But I am encouraged by the increased testing that's occurring, because I think knowing who's infected is very important in order to decrease the transmission of this infection, which looks clearly like it's spreading throughout communities all over the United States.
And doctor, I've tried to just really bring up this point that we can't get discouraged at what we're doing, the sacrifices that we're making now. We're still seeing the numbers go up, but what we're doing now is not going to be felt for another week or so.
Yeah, I mean, you heard yesterday at a federal level, the feeling was that they were going to be seeing peaks at a countrywide level in a couple of weeks. Will we experience them before? I mean, that's a question that is hard to answer. But we can still see our numbers going up. We're still increasing. And so I agree with you. Patience here is a definite virtue. I know people, after 2 weeks of doing this, are feeling like they'd like to see the effects. And we will eventually. It's just not as quick as we'd like. And as Tommy this morning, that this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, and we just have to be patient. We have to keep doing our due diligence as citizens to try to minimize the impact of this outbreak, and hope again that we don't overwhelm our healthcare infrastructure by allowing for a huge surge in cases, which is what we're really trying to prevent.
Yeah, when it comes to the medical community, there's too much patience, and then when it comes to the American public, there's not enough patience.
Yeah, well, I think that's the slippery slope of public health, and we've never seen something like this. I mean, this is unprecedented. We've seen these coronaviruses which have jumped from an animal to a human, but never in the numbers like this one. I mean, this is far, far more cases than SARS and MERS combined, and fortunately not as fatal as either one of those two coronaviruses. I think we need to remember that. But that's of little solace when you still see so many people infected. And even though most people, little over 80%, are going to have mild symptoms, if any symptoms at all, there are the other 20% who are going to have more severe critical illness and perhaps even pass away.
I had a text a moment ago that I read and answered, and I hope I answered it correctly, but the text was about the number of deaths in Florida so low compared to the deaths in Louisiana, and it seems to me that it's just the general health of Louisiana is not as good as the general health of Florida, with obesity and diabetes and things like that, which has been a problem here for a long time. So is that why we're having more deaths here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a very good point that the public health of our state is not amongst the highest in this country. In fact, if you look at some evaluations of the general health of Louisiana, we come in 49th. And a lot of the criteria going into the overall summary of the general health includes criteria like the prevalence of diabetes, the prevalence of obesity, of cardiovascular disease. In all of those domains, we are really low when compared to the general health of other states. And so I do think that is contributing to our per capita death rate that is quoted by our governor on a daily basis, that we're always number two or within the top five, because the general health of our community is disproportionately affected by these underlying illnesses that increase the risk for severe complications. And again, those are not just older age, but underlying comorbidities like diabetes, obesity, cancer, immunocompromising conditions other than cancer. And so I do think you're correct in highlighting that as perhaps, as a contributor to the complications that we're seeing.
I'm Scoot, and if you're just tuning in, this is WWL, and we're talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, who is a professor and infectious disease specialist at LSU Health in New Orleans. Doctor, I want to go back to the numbers and the new statistics that you just gave out. 485 new cases, 34 new deaths, and then 425 total cases. I'm sorry, 4,025 total cases. The 4,025 cases, total cases, does this number adjust based on the number of people who get well?
Well, the deaths are where we can kind of get a sense of where we're headed. So if we can see decreases in the daily deaths per million individuals, which is the way it's oftentimes quoted, then I think we're going to start to feel like we're approaching a bending of the curve. I think there was some optimism yesterday amongst people because the Sunday data showed that there were only 225 new cases that were reported yesterday, only 14 new deaths. And so there was some hope that maybe we were seeing some impact. But today, we're our 485 new cases, for example, is similar to the 569 cases that were reported 2 days ago and the 441 cases that were reported 3 days ago. We're still seeing roughly a doubling of our cases every 3 days. And, you know, our hope is, you know, the whole issue here is that we know anyone who becomes infected with this illness will infect somewhere between 2 to 3 additional people. And our hope is that by identifying these people early with the increased testing that we're doing, that we can decrease their infections of other people to something nearer to one. And I think if we can do that by isolating these people and contact tracing the people who had close contact with these individuals, I think that's where we're going to make a big, big impact. And hopefully, I don't know when, maybe it is a couple of weeks, hopefully we'll be able to bend that curve a little bit in a way that everybody's hoping for.
Well, my question about the total number of cases, 4,025, Sean Payton is an example of somebody who was a case and then he got well. I mean, he healed up. He got well. Does this number, is this an active number of cases, or is this the total number of cases that have happened, even those who have gotten well?
Yeah, this includes the cases that have gotten well. It includes all the diagnosed cases by testing.
Okay.
And and it's cool that the one point I would also like to make is that, you know, with so much more commercial testing available, you know, there are probably almost 10 times as many commercial lab tests being performed now as tests otherwise. And so, meaning through the Department of Health. And so we're starting to see the number of positives as a reflection of the total number of tests. That percentage is going down, which is another reflection of the impressive increase in the availability of testing that we have in Louisiana. And again, number three per capita in terms of testing in this country currently. It's, you know, I think, again, we just have to wait and be patient,
Yeah, I'm not trying to downplay the total at all, because it's I think it's important that we realize how serious this is. But I was just, you know, if it's not a number that's continually adjusted, then we need to also remind people that among the cases, there are some people who do get better.
Yeah, well, I see. Look, most people do well. They have very mild cases. They're probably. And this is the part of the denominator that we just don't have as good a feel for is the number of people who don't have any symptoms at all and are infected, because our testing has really been restricted to symptomatic people. And so we don't know how many people are out there with no symptoms or very few symptoms and are infecting other people. That's still something we need to get our arms around. But you're absolutely right to emphasize that in most cases, again, 80% of people, particularly if you're young and don't have any underlying chronic medical illnesses, most people will have very mild illness. But I think that's why there is continuing to be such an emphasis on making sure that we particularly isolate our older individuals and our people who are at risk for complications because they have chronic underlying medical illnesses. We really need to remember about that them, because that's really who we're trying to also prioritize.
Yeah. Before we end this conversation, I just want to be sure that I understand. So the 4,025 total cases in Louisiana, that's not adjusted for those people who have gotten well?
No, that's a total number. That's the total number of cases diagnosed in the state of Louisiana with the testing that we've had available to us.
Okay. Very quickly, is it airborne?
Well, it's droplet-borne, much like influenza. So if you're within 6 feet of somebody who's actively infected, and they cough or they sneeze, there's a good chance that you could inhale it into your lungs. If they happen to cough onto a surface or touch a surface after they've coughed into their hands, and they touch a surface and you touch that surface and then put it to your eyes, your mouth, or your nose, that's the way these droplets of this viral particles are typically transmitted to create an infection.
And should people not fear mosquitoes?
They should.
Well, I mean, I fear mosquitoes anyway, but they're not going to spread the disease.
No, but you know, I think people, if you listen to Mayor Cantrell's press conference not so long ago, she did talk about the concern that the mosquito pool in the state of Louisiana, a pool not too far away from here, has tested positive for the West Nile virus. And so once it starts being recognized in the mosquitoes, it does mean that there's going to be a possibility that West Nile is going to be reported. But this is not the mosquito-borne. There's no evidence that mosquitoes in any way transmit this infection.
Dr. Fred Lopez, professor and infectious disease specialist with LSU Health New Orleans, thank you for your time, and thank you for working on the front line.
Absolutely. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.